You are listening to IFO News Podcast. The news provides you all the updates and comments on the current affairs of Vietnam and the world in English. Good evening. It is Zương again for you. We are living in historic times. The events that currently have been happening worldwide are often seen in historical books or read out from Wikipedia. There's still so much ambiguity and uncertainty around how the COVID-19 has emerged, how long exactly it lasts on surfaces once they get contaminated, or how and when it is going to die out. Until now, we still don't have vaccines or universal treatments, even though scientists are racing to find one. However, new details about the virus has been filled in every day, and hopefully we can get out of this altogether soon. And you're watching IFO News.
Good news. Vingroup produces ventilators and body thermometers for COVID-19. Vietnam losing track of COVID-19 transmission. The COVID-19 is a pandemic that is challenging the global health system. However, it is also a pandemic of social media age. Mr. Dong Anh, lecturer at International Communication Department at Diplomatic Academy of Vietnam, tell us more about the role of social media and the danger of fake news.
More than a million cases of coronavirus have been registered globally, of which the death toll surpassed way over 50,000, while about 200,000 patients recovered. This has become the biggest global public health crisis of our time. However, don't forget that in time of crisis, it brings out the best in people.
On April the 3rd, Vingroup announced it would produce ventilators and body thermometers at the lowest costs than others available on the market. It will also give the Ministry of Health 5,000 non-invasive ventilators to treat COVID-19 patients in Vietnam. With the capacity of VinFast and VinSmart, the group can produce up to 45,000 non-invasive ventilators and 10,000 invasive ventilators per month and support other manufacturers around the world to process the equipment for the ventilators.
The threat of spreading COVID-19 in Vietnam is increasing since medics could not identify the source of infection at its current hotspot. There is still no clue about the first COVID-19 patient in Bec Mai.
The hospital is now the nation's largest infection hotspot. The number of cases associated with the hospital has increased day by day, of which many of them are employees of Trường Sinh Company, the food and logistics services provided to Bec Mai Hospital. However, authorities could not identify the sources of transmission in Trường Sinh Company that later brought the virus to Bec Mai Hospital. For hotspots that it could not track the F0 patient, the risk of spreading infection in the community is very, very high.
At this stage, staying home is the key to fight this pandemic. What the health sector and local authorities could do is try to detect all suspected cases as early as they could, then locate and isolate affected areas. The nationwide social distancing order is to prevent healthy people from directly contacting those that have been exposed to the virus. If authorities couldn't pinpoint the source of transmission, the number of infections can roll out of control, placing the medical system under pressure. What comes next would be a high fatality rate because doctors could not focus their efforts and time on treating each patient, has been happening so far in Vietnam. Director General of the World Health Organization has said, "We are not just fighting an epidemic, we are fighting an infodemic."
The World Health Organization explains that infodemics are an excessive amount of the information about the problem, which makes it difficult to identify a solution. In troubling times, social media helps distribute vital knowledge to the masses. Unfortunately, this comes with myriad misinformation. I would like to have a chat with Mr. Dong Anh, Master of Digital Communication at Diplomatic Academy of Vietnam, to understand more about the phenomenon of infodemic amid COVID-19.
Hello, Anh Dong Anh. Thank you so much for joining us today. So since the start of COVID-19 outbreak, we have witnessed the proliferations of fake news floating around regarding to the pandemic. So what is the reason behind such surge of misinformation during this time?
Recently in the pandemic, I think people are worried and they feel that they don't know enough, and maybe they fear that the government is hiding something. So they tend to believe in whatever is selling on social media, and that kind of news on social media are sometimes not correct. So there are many, many fake news recently.
But why does it often spread faster, much faster than real news? And why people often or tend to believe in fake news more than real news? And how dangerous is that?
Because people are fear of this pandemic, so they feel that they don't have enough information from the government, from the sources of information, from televisions. So they, and also because that nowadays people spend a lot of time on social media, so they scrolling on the internet, on the Facebook, and they see whatever it's interests them, and I think that's the reason why they want to believe in what is happening on the internet more than what is happening outside in real life. So maybe that's one of the reasons. So I think there are two types of fake news. The first one is created by a person or a group of people with a purpose. Their purpose may be to get famous, to get a lot of followers so that they can sell their stuff online. And maybe other political purposes, like before elections. That happened a lot in not just the US, but in all around the world. The second types of fake news is unintentional fake news. People mistakenly share unverified information on the internet. They feel, or they think that it's interesting. It doesn't affect them at all, but they just share it because it's interesting, it's nice, or whatever. And both types are very dangerous because you have seen people killed by that fake news. But people die by misinformation, by fake news, and there are even government collapse by fake news.
So how can you spot, how can one person spot fake news? And how do you protect yourself from misinformation?
I think to spot fake news, we look for the source of information. Maybe you look for government organizations, well-known news agency, and try to double check it. Maybe not just seeing information on the internet or seeing news on social media. You can always, if that news happened in Vietnam or in a particular organization, you can always make a call, or maybe to call someone who know about that organization and double check that kind of information, whether it's correct or not.
And last question. So from your awareness and your knowledge, so what is the efforts that social media like Facebook or Twitter have been doing to stem the flow of fake news amid this outbreak particularly?
Actually, when I was in Israel, Jerusalem in 2016, I know that Google was developing a platform called CrossCheck. So hundreds of news agency and website work with Google every day to verify the information. And for information that they think that's not good or not the good news, they flag it so that other news agency would know that they need to check and double check for that kind of information. So that platform by Google is called CrossCheck, and it's working very well. Meanwhile, in Facebook, I think I was at the I was researching at the Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park, 2018, and I know that they have a lot of tools to check for the source of information. But as you know, Facebook has 2.6, now about 2.4 to 2.6 billion users, 1.4 billion active users every day, and everyone is sharing a lot of information, and that amount of information is a challenge for that, for any tools in the world. So they're trying, but I don't know whether it's working as they want it to be. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether it works as perfectly in Vietnam as it works in the US.
That's a good news to hear. And thank you so much for giving us such a useful information.
If enthusiastic fool is worse help than no help, then the devil finds work for idle hands. It seems like COVID-19 outbreak has put many people jobless, which has created many destructive imbeciles. Over the course of last week, Vietnam has spotted many false information floating online. For example, on the April 2nd, a Facebook account named NKT spread a rumor that, starting from April 3rd, all online selling would be banned. On the same day, a Facebook account named Vũ Trung dispersed fake news, claiming that there is one case tested positive for COVID-19 in Ur Qua District, Đắk Lắk. Vietnamese authorities pledged to impose hefty fines on those spreading fake news and rumors on social media.
Yeah, finding reliable information in the digital age is already challenging enough. Even more so during a global pandemic when fake news and misinformation and exaggerations are rife. So be sure to check out trusted sources of evidence-based information. 70% of COVID-19 patients in Vietnam are between 20 and 49 years of age, while in China and Italy, most of patients are 50 years and older. This means no age group is safe from the virus. A bigger problem is that some people show severe symptoms, but others are asymptomatic. This brings much higher risk of contagion in the community. And again, staying home is the key to protect yourself and the community. So that is IFO News. What are you doing at home to entertain yourself and to stay positive? Please share with us. Bye.
This is IFO News Podcast with your lovely hosts Thu Dương and Thanh Vân, brought to you by IELTS Face Off Show. The news comes to you every Wednesday and Sunday on our fan page, YouTube channel, and on Spotify.